Hi there, I'm Ava Adamson, and today I'm joined with Coach Cavan to talk about Clark Central's chapter of the FCA, or Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So, for the people who don't know what FCA, or Fellowship of Christian Athletes, is, would you mind telling me what it is?
Organization that began back in the 60s, and the whole purpose of it was to use athletics as kind of the means or the vehicle just to share the love of Christ with athletes, students, coaches, and to all whom they influence.
So when did FCA meet? So for Clark Central?
So for Clark Central, we have huddles every Thursday morning at 8:15 in my room, room 134. And then we have events. We have a summer camp and a winter camp we go to for leaders. And then we also, certain sports teams go to sport-specific camps with their entire team. And then also we host a couple of events throughout the year after school hours that are like a rally, or we have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And so we're looking to do more activities like that.
So what's the purpose of FCA, do you think? Like, what do you think it means to your students?
Well, what it means to our students is, for those that are believers, it gives them an opportunity to fellowship with other believers and worship and just enjoy having that community. And for other kids that don't know the Lord or may have questions, it opens an avenue for them to come in and explore and find out what a relationship with Christ, to find out what that looks like and what that means.
Could you walk me through like one of your typical meetings or huddles, as you like to call it?
So we have two different formats to our huddles. Like I said, we meet every Thursday morning. The general format that we have will be, students come in, they get into small groups, and the students come in and get into small groups, and we do have some leaders and volunteers that kind of help facilitate. But we just go through devotions, read scripture together, talk about questions about how it applies to our life, and then the students will pray at the end. And so that's one format. The other format is sport, because FCA is geared towards athletics. We'll once a month or twice a month, we'll invite a different sport team or different team from our school to come. And of course, it's voluntary, you know, if they want to. And we just invite them, and we find a speaker from UGA or from the community that's specific to that sport. So, like, when we invite the tennis team to come, like, we have a UGA tennis player come and share their story. And so that's kind of the two formats that we have. And then we have breakfast as well. Some kids just come for their breakfast, and I get it.
So does Chick-fil-A sponsor y'all because y'all are a Christian, like, I don't know, organization? Or do y'all have to pay for your Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, no, it is donated, but I wouldn't say that they donate it because we're a Christian organization. They donate to all types of events and charities and things like that. But I think the fact that their Chick-fil-A is local, and the one on Alps is like kind of a major spot in our community. You know, it's good for them to be able to kind of connect with our school as well. So,
why do you think having FCA is important? Like, what do you think it gives to your kids besides like a sense of a way to find God or a way to like unite with other people at our school who are Christian?
Yeah, I think why it's important, because several students, I shouldn't say several, but there's many students, and there's also teachers, coaches, people in this building, everybody goes through situations that are really difficult. And, you know, FCA, presents the opportunity for people to know Christ and to give them hope. And every single one of us needs hope.
That's true.
And so, so FCA provides that. And now there's other there's other organizations and clubs that are positive and are good, and I'm glad that we have those. But specifically for FCA, I know that we can point people to a love that is all-consuming.
Do you think that FCA has helped some of your students that began coming? Do you think that it's had, like, a very clear positive impact on their life, almost?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been doing this for 13 years, and over the years, you know, some kids will come early on when they're young and then kind of fade out. Other kids don't know anything about it, and then they come the last couple of weeks of their senior year, and it has a major impact on them. But, you know, I've definitely seen some really good fruit come from just the opportunity to be able to have the club, the fellowship, and for the impact that it's had on kids and on coaches too. Over the years, I've been impacted because I've been able to encourage some of my coaches that are struggling, and also encourage players that are having really difficult situations to let them know they have hope because God loves them and He paid a great price for them.
That's true. Contemplating what's happening at our school right now and of all of the problems with that, do you believe that FCA is all inclusive?
Okay, yeah. So is FCA all inclusive? Yeah, let me answer it this way. Everyone is invited. Every single person is invited. As a matter of fact, we went on a 2 years ago, we went to winter camp, and there was a Muslim student, and she was really interested in FCA. This was at Cedar Shoals, and she wanted to go to camp. She wanted to see what it was about. She wanted to explore it. So we took her, and she had a great time. And we have kids. I mean, every single week we have kids that come in. Some of them have a relationship with the Lord, and some of them don't. And deep down, there's no way for anyone to discern that on someone else. So, yeah, FCA is all-inclusive. But when I say that, like, you know, our conversations are going to be scripture-focused. So, like, if an issue comes up, you know, our students, they'll take it to God's word and say, here's what it says, and this is our stance. But at the same time, we are inclusive. So if people have questions, if people are wondering, if people are seeking, like, every single person is invited, and no one will be turned away.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Now, if it comes to, like, leadership, now that becomes if someone wants to be a leader in FCA,
yeah,
then obviously, you know, their beliefs would have to align with scripture.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that goes for any organization. You would want the leaders in your organization to be to have the beliefs
be on par with what you're with teaching, what we're talking about.
Yeah, with what the organization's goal is.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, I would say it's definitely come one, come all.
You said something about leaders. Can students be leaders?
Yeah, we do have we have several student leaders that have been really incredible over the past 2 years. You know, we don't give out titles like president. We don't really give out roles,
yeah,
because they work together as like a little community.
Yeah,
and they facilitate in different ways. So, but yeah, we have some leaders.
Is there a certain training you have to do to become a leader, or do you just have to be like a regular when it comes to coming to FCA, or what?
That's a good question. So whenever kids come and say, hey, I want to be part of the leadership, I'll just have a conversation with them specifically and ask them their testimony, ask them their story, and see where they're at, and see what their relationship with the Lord looks like, because obviously if you have someone that's a leader, you would want them, you know, promoting, you know, what the goal of FCA is.
Yeah.
And so once we kind of have that conversation, then
you kind of decide.
Then they're, yeah.
So you keep saying the goal of FCA. Would you mind elaborating on that?
Yeah, I think I alluded to it earlier. And there is a mission and there is a vision statement of FCA. And basically the summary is to use athletics to use the vehicle of athletics to present to students, coaches, athletes, and all they influence the love of Christ.
Okay. So before I conclude this, for the people who want to come or maybe now interested in this club and want to learn more about it, where do you meet and what time?
We meet in my room. It's room 134 at 8:15 on Thursday mornings, and we go from 8:15 to 8:35, so it's really short. That's what our weekly meetings look like. And then, like I said, we have a summer camp and a winter camp that we go to, and then we have various events throughout the year that we put out on the announcements that people can find out about if they're interested in joining.
Okay, well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, going back to that, it keeps kind of resonating, and it's our club all inclusive. And I guess to answer that question best, I think of Jesus and how he was on earth. I mean, he went to every single person. He loved every single person. He went to dinner with people that were looked. He went to dinner and he ate with people that were looked down upon by the rest of society. Yes, Jesus was all inclusive, so we're all inclusive. But at the same time, Jesus told people, what was the truth. And he said, and he didn't lower his standard. So he loved deeply, but he never compromised. So I guess I just want to be clear, we're all inclusive, but at the same time, we're going to hold to the teachings of Christ. In a way that honors him and also honors our school.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
So for the people who don't know what FCA or Fellowship of Christian Athletes is, would you mind telling me what it is?